It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that's better than Nazi panties.
Okay.
I stand by that, guaranteed.
Yeah, it's good.
Number 845-986-8804. Den Pen, go to davincomedy.com, join the chat room. People put in there how to sign in with a name. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey.
Joe will be here soon. On the show tonight, a woman gets shamed for wearing a bikini and posting it on Instagram and may have cost her job. We were supposed to do that on the Afterbirth show last week, but we were having technical difficulties. It was Facebook. Facebook was giving the problem.
Yeah, it was being a little toad.
It worked the other day, so we'll see. We'll see if we can fix that. But well, anyway, we'll cover that story tonight. A school fools as a black security guard tells a student not to call him the N-word and gets fired for saying the N-word. Pip's got a new Bitches Be Crazy. Nazi news as Eva Braun's panties sell for $5,000. We're going to try to get through a healthy dose of Scam Busters with Ann Jackson tonight. I want to do a nice amount of that.
Okay. None of it's healthy.
No, none of it.
None of it's healthy.
None of it healthy. And on the Afterbirth show, a musical is coming to Broadway about Michael Jackson. Why shouldn't it?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You see my little story?
What do you mean?
The one, because we have to put up stories.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm looking at the man in the mirror?
Oh! No, I didn't see
so,
that.
So, yeah, I put up the story because, Adam, our social media guy, wants us to do that to get people to listen, pay attention. Who knows if it's working, not working. But anyway, so we do the stories.
Right.
And it's supposed to promote the show. So I did a little Michael Jackson thing, and I went, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. And I'm saying, hey, put down that little boy.
Oh, my God.
What? So that's how I promote shit. That's how I promote. Yeah, I mean, it's always so hard for me to come up with something entertaining. So hopefully that is somewhat entertaining, that 15 seconds of fun. You know, speaking of Adam, it's pretty funny with Adam. So Adam, he really likes this, I guess this social media guy. This guy named Gary, I mean, he's huge. I mean, he's got thousands and thousands of followers and everything. He makes videos. He's like one of these positive people that's always uplifting.
Ew!
And motivating and gives you the tough love.
Uh-oh.
You know, that type of stuff?
Yes.
But Adam wants me to follow this guy because he's a Jets fan. He's like, well, maybe we'll connect.
Okay.
And I see this guy, and Adam really likes this guy, and I see this guy, he's always like trying to help people, this and that, and it makes me want to fucking shoot myself. Same thing with Joel Osteen. If you buy in, if you buy in, and somebody's got your answer, somebody's got your guru, speaks to your truth, so be it. But that type of stuff never worked for me. It doesn't work when it's an imaginary figure. It doesn't work for me when it's a real figure.
No, I know.
But that's fine. But anyway, people like... So this guy's... the reason I'm bringing this up is this guy's a Jets fan.
Yeah.
So he's a season ticket holder. Jets fans are not usually optimistic people.
No.
I'm probably as optimistic as a Jets fan as you'll find.
A lot of them just seem to sort of be, set in place...
Yeah, well, there's good reason. Because a Jets fan knows bad is coming.
Yeah.
Not this guy, though. He's a season ticket holder. He posts stuff before a game. Oh, how much are we going to win by? Ba, ba, ba. All this, upbeat shit. I'm like, dude, are you really a Jet fan?
Wow, he is glass half full all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, last night they played the Patriots on Monday Night Football. It's like, listen, we want them to win.
Sure.
We don't know they'll win. No Jet fan ever knows a win. We hope. We
sure.
More often than not, we hope they don't embarrass us.
That's the thing.
Usually they do. last night was no different. They lost 33-0. It wasn't that close. It was so bad that I was flipping off the football game and watching 90 Day Fiancé on TLC.
Wow.
And I have never really watched this show before.
That is a shit show.
Fucking riveting.
Oh, it is, though.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. And then they're like talking to this like one guy, all during while the Jets are getting their asses handed to them. They're talking to this one guy who's sending money to this woman in Mexico, and he's never met her, and pictures. He's like, no, I'm in love with her. And then it's like pillow talk version, so they have people watching the old shows.
Yes.
He's like, no, man, you're in love with your phone. So I'm like, hey, I do that.
Yeah.
But I'm not the chick.
Right.
I help these people. So now I'm flipping back and forth, and then I'm watching another one last night where fucking hot Ecuadorian chick is with this guy, good looking guy, and she's like running down, yeah, you need to work on your abs, get a six pack, and he's like, right, I'm like, he looks like he's okay.
Yeah, well, you know what, they're all brutal to each other,
right? And she's like, she's clearly in it for the money.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, yeah, I'd probably do that too. But not if I was that guy. If I was like 70 and fat and ugly, yeah, you know what? Get me a fucking little Latina. I'll fucking throw money at it. Whatever. This was more entertaining than the Jet game.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Where I was watching my star quarterback, my number one draft pick from last year, say, while being mic'd, I kid you not, because they had him mic'd up for the game, I'm seeing ghosts. That's what he said on the side, which means he's seeing things that aren't there. That's how fucking spooked he was, which is not good.
Wait a minute. He's seeing ghosts?
Like he's seeing the defense do things that they're not doing. He's seeing receivers that aren't there.
Does he have, like, brain damage from too many hits?
No, he's been hit a lot. No, actually, he hasn't been hit a lot this year because he hasn't played that much. But no, he was fucked up. Not like he was drunk or anything. They were in his head.
Yeah.
And I've seen this happen to young Jets quarterbacks before, and they don't usually come back from this. Hopefully he'll be better. But the Jets were losing 33-0.
Ouch.
It wasn't that close.
No.
So our buddy Gary puts up a video. It's like, I don't know who that fucking woman is. I've never seen who the fuck she is. I'm a season that fucking bitch. What asshole. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's like, heh. It's nice to see even the Jets could take the starch out of Mr. Positivity.
Wow, Mr. Positivity has a little misogyny. Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently something went down that we don't know.
That bitch. What the? Oh, my God.
I don't know if it was misogyny. She could have been a bitch. I'm not going to fucking call him misogynistic.
Do either of you know the person?
No, I have no idea. But
I don't know what he was going off
but
about.
I have no idea either. But the point is, Mr. Positivity, Mr. Helping, Mr. Fight Through It, Mr. How much are the Jets going to win by? He was a grumpy Gus.
Oh, he's human after all. Look at that.
But it's like, dude, this is what being a Jet fan is.
Yeah.
Stop with the positivity shit.
Stop it.
Like, it's cool that you want to help. You know, if you had all the answers, you'd fucking be able to figure out that to help the Jets. But here's why I can't take you seriously, Gary. You keep on hoping against hope that the Jets are going to get better. Nay, nay. not as currently constructed.
But you know what? I remember hearing this for years. What do you think it is about the Jets that makes them just not a good team? Like, not just like they had a bad season. It's like season after season. Why?
A lot of times it's bad ownership.
Oh, okay.
They've had, you know, a bad decision making
from the top down.
And a lot of bad luck. Like the Jets lose in unbelievable ways.
Just like, if it can happen to somebody, it's going to happen to them.
Like this can't possibly happen. Oh, fuck, that just happened. Yeah, I mean, that's part of being a Jets fan. You never really get that happy.
Right.
Like,
right.
You hope. Like, we had some good seasons, like, in 2009, 2010. Had some good seasons. Went to the championship. One step away from the Super Bowl. But, you know, we know. We fingers crossed. We hope things are going to go. The worst thing a Jet fan can do is talk trash.
Oh, yeah, no. Don't
especially
do
against
it.
The Patriots, who fucking eat the Jets' lunch. They eat everybody's lunch. But it was just funny to watch this Mr. Positivity put up this video where he's just fucking fuming and cursing and sulking. And at the fucking half-empty stadium, the only people that are there at that point are Patriots fans cheering for the Patriots.
Oh.
It's like, you know what, dude? You know who's smarter here? Me, because I don't go every game anymore.
Yeah, I know. You know, it is painful. You know, the only sports team I really got to watch is the Yankees. And it's painful to be sitting in Yankee Stadium and they're having a terrible night and all the New Yorkers are going, oh, look at the time, and they leave, and then the out-of-towners are going, yay, whoever. Yeah, and it's like, oh, not my house.
Yankee fans do that. The Yankee fans are notorious for doing that, too.
Oh, yeah, no.
Did you watch the end of the game on Saturday?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Missed it.
Yeah, better.
Oh.
I had a show on Saturday, an excellent show.
Oh, good.
Saturday, but the baseball game went really long, so after I was selling the merch, the guy who put the show together, he's also brought all the sound and everything, he's sitting watching this big on the big screen.
Oh,
TV.
Like at the bar or something?
No, because it was in a boys' club. It was a fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club. So they had this, like, I guess in this room. So we're watching the big screen. So, you know, it's kind of depressing. Then DJ LeMahieu hits the home run. I pop out of my little junior chair, like a little kid's chair. I jump out.
Yeah.
And then they go on to lose in the bottom of the ninth. And I pop it. Oh, fuck it. Why are we going?
Gotta go.
Gotta go. So it was interesting, though, because on this show, it was a good show.
Good.
So there's this comic who has a nice guy, reputation for being a little lechy with the ladies.
Oh, no.
You know, one of these people that's like huggy, kissy, poundy pussy.
Oh, whoa. That escalated quickly.
Most certainly. Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't blame you. If you can get it, go for it. But he's probably 10, 20 years older than me.
Okay.
You know, yeah, you know, he had a really good show. After the show, he's going around trying to hug women.
Oh,
yeah, it's funny watching some of the women try to squirm away. Meanwhile, I'm just fucking standing there trying to sell my shit. I'm just bemused by this. But it's like, you know, he's trying to. So it's like, should they let him hug? I mean, what's the protocol?
You don't have to. You don't have to.
No, I don't think you do. Are you more likely to let somebody hug you if they're a quote-unquote celebrity? According to Donald Trump, they'll let you can grab them by the pussy. I think there's something.
Oh, no.
I think there's something to be said for that.
And then I'll need you in the balls.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
But I think different people put up with different things. They'll give you leeway.
Yes,
I just saw you on stage. You were very funny.
Yes.
I'm enjoying you. I don't really want to hug you, but how harmful could it be? You're a funny guy.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy over there.
Yeah, you're famous. You won't hurt me.
Yeah. I think girls let us get away with stuff.
I think so.
I do not. I'm not a very huggy person to begin with.
No.
But but especially now, I've talked about it before with everything that's going on with me too. I'm not touching anybody unless they want to, like, if they want to take a picture and we're arm in arm, I'll do that. But I'm not going up to people to hug them.
No, I think it's a bad idea in general. You know, I think that there have been times where people have hugged me, like in public, I remember particularly I was at the Capitol Theater in Portchester, New York, and these guys were there, you know, up front, and my girlfriend is like a really good like schmoozer to get up front and be like, can we stand here with you? And, you know, because, you know, Wynwood was coming on. So, you know, we're pushing to the front. So they're there to see their people. And we're like, yeah, whatever. You know, Wynwood was actually opening. And we agreed to go stand with them. One of them got drunk pretty fast. And then he got into Mr. Happy mood. And he wanted to hug everybody. And he's, like, hugging me. And, like, won't let go. And I'm uncomfortable because I don't know him. But I could tell he was just, like, in harmless puppy. I just love everybody because I'm drunk mood. I'm like, fine. But I don't like people coming up and touching me.
Now, if a guy is more attractive, are you more likely to allow the hug or even reciprocate the hug?
I'm probably pushing for the hug. No, I'm kidding. No,
I think there's something to be said for that. I think celebrity plus attractiveness has something to do with it.
Sure. You know, I think that's where it would, that's where everything ends. But I'll hug people that I don't know. And, you know,
right,
if they're attractive, that's not terrible.
I think there's something. It was just very interesting to, and like some of them were like young girls too, like in their 20s.
Yeah.
And like this guy's like older, so there were some like that are probably my age, and even some of them let him hug, and
right?
And some were like, oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really funny to watch.
Well, spot the girls with daddy issues.
Well, I don't know if they really. I mean, they were drunk. I don't know if they were really into it, but it was just. It's like, dude, you're like 55, 65, whatever the fuck you are. He started in comedy in 1979.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No. There. I remember.
He's got 15. He's got. He's got more than 10 years on me for starting comedy. A good more than 10 years.
Yeah.
For even starting.
Right.
Comedy.
Wait a minute. When. Oh,
no.
Starting.
Oh, wait, yeah. No, he's got like 15, 18. Yeah, he's got a lot of fucking
years.
Yeah,
a lot
of
years on you.
Yeah, he's got a lot of years on me.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of interesting. It's like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I get why you would want to hug them. I just wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. But it's kind of like, yeah, it's like a harmless kind of like cheap thrill. Like, yeah, yeah.
Those are the only types I like.
Yeah, cheap thrills are my middle name. But it's one thing to like get a hug. It's another thing when they start getting lechy and all of a sudden the hands start crawling down the back and it's like, no, dude, no. That's like the age of your granddaughter. Get the fuck
See,
off
that's
of
the,
her.
That's the best part. I'm totally into it.
I mean, if the girl is into it, who am I to judge? But, you know, everybody go get theirs. But as long as every, you know... Consenting adults, please. That's all I ask. Consenting adults and not people in a power position at work.
That's not really a power position.
No. I mean, I'm just saying in general. Power position in work over you. Yeah, no. No touch.
God, I wish I could be more outgoing. I'm just so fucking reserved.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't do anything about it anyway. You're married.
I understand that.
Okay, good.
No, but I understand. Like life would have been so much more enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah. I think that every...
I'm in my own head.
Well yeah, a
I
lot
take
of
pictures
us are.
Like, oh, that's not fucking going up.
I
cannot get a good hang. I'm like, fuck, no selfies. We're just taking a picture of the venue.
I
stink.
I totally understand that. I don't like pictures of me.
Our boy Adam is like, he's like, no, I want people to see. I'm like,
no, they don't want to see us. What are you, crazy? They don't want to know.
So I have a quizzical look. I told Pip... before the show, I just broke up with one of my girlfriends. Then it's so fucked up. I can't wait to get this stuff to you guys. But then she wrote something back, which I don't understand. And I'm just like...
Can you say?
No, because it won't make sense to you.
Oh,
and if
okay.
I tell you what's going on...
Then you've like ruined it.
There's such a fucking good twist.
Oh, okay.
There's such a good twist on this one.
Oh, so you're just like...
Right, I got no one to talk to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But I'm like, I don't understand.
Well, you know what? That's what happens for real sometimes in real breakups.
You know? But here's the thing. I don't think they ever count on us breaking up with them.
Oh, no.
That right? I mean, that's
right.
That's the whole thing with the romance.
They're like, what? But wait, I'm desirable. And
right. Isn't that the whole
you're
thing?
You're lonely.
Right. Isn't that the whole thing that they're so attractive?
And they
and
yes.
I will put up with anything.
Well, they think that their victims are just so lonely and have so little self-esteem that they'll put up with any nonsense just to get a little taste of a little something, something, even if it's cyber something, something. But they want human contact.
I don't know if I've ever played the typical scam victim. I don't know if I've ever played that character.
No, you didn't, because if you did that, then it would be you'd be hard pressed to get away from the money grab.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so that's why you have to be Mr. Davin. You know,
fake Davin.
I got confused for a second.
I understand.
Yeah, listeners, I'm sorry. I am like punchy tonight.
I yelled at a scammer this week on a Hangouts phone call. I'm like, do better.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, scam harder.
It's like,
get in there.
It's like, this is not a good story.
Well, you know, Pimp Helix has worked in sales for many, many years. And at this one job that he had, they used to yell at the salespeople and be like, get the gross. Get the gross.
I'm right here.
And so every once in a while, I yell into the phone at Adam to pump him up. But it's also like, it's just like this ridiculous, like, you know, get it. Get all the money. Get what you have to get from them. You know, like, and so I'm picturing the, you know, these scammers. They've got this, you know, the Mugu master who's like going, get the money from them. Don't, you know, put up with any bullshit. And they're like probably going, ripping their hair out over you.
At this point, I'm in about not necessarily dating, friendship zone, getting to know, dating. I'm in, at this moment, I would say Not the one that I just broke, including the one I just broke up with, because that's not over. I'm just playing.
Well, yeah, you know, it's sort of like just because a cat catches a mouse, and it kills it, that doesn't mean the fun time's over. No.
So I am at
that death thing is getting played with.
I am in about 3.5 relationships right now.
and
again,
I have.
Well, the half doesn't make sense to you.
Right.
But one time, eventually, I promise you.
Yes.
It will make sense to you.
Okay.
Write yourself a note that I counted a half a relationship.
All right. One half of
and
a relationship.
And the next one, we're going to finish up the Sam Jackson stuff in the next couple of weeks. I mean, I really want to get a good chunk of that done the next week or two.
Cool. Okay.
So. And then I'm going to go to my Twitter girlfriend, who I forgot all about, that's been over for a while, Claire.
Oh.
And I don't know. I remember there was some funny shit in there. I just don't remember what I did. I remember we started talking while I was doing a gig at Bananas a few years ago, a comedy club. So that was another one that started right before a comedy show.
The comedy show gig is called Nanas?
Bananas.
Oh, but I was like, that sounds like really edgy.
What the fuck is that?
We're going to go and do a gig at Nana's.
Joe Curry just sent a video. What's Joe's video?
Joe Curry just sent a video to you?
Hours away from Davin's Den, but you can go there now. Go to davincomedy.com and click live broadcast and you are in.
He said he's... Oh, no, he says he's hours away. I wonder when he recorded that.
Well, he just posted it 3 minutes ago, so.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know, he's estimating around 7:30, but right. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's not nice out there.
No, it is. It is not.
Oh, and guess what I saw?
What?
I saw, was it this morning? Yeah, I think it was this morning. A truck driving up the parkway that no trucks are supposed to be on.
Oh, really?
Because it has low overpasses.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, so I'm driving along and I look up ahead of me and I go, I don't know if that truck's gonna... Truck? Well, and I see that he's, like, the overpasses are curved. And I'm thinking he's in, you know, the lane where there's curving and I'm seeing the
he's
got
to get to the
truck.
Middle where it's at its highest point.
So that's what he does is he takes there's only two lanes so he takes up both lanes to get into the middle to get under
did
this
get
thing
under?
Yeah he did
thank God because if not your day's ruined.
Oh well me and everybody else behind him were slowing up and going oh
he's
got to
get
shit.
Off at the next fucking exit
he did
yeah
he did but it was
that's a scary feeling
but there's another overpass to come and so and there's no place else. There's no other way for me to get off. So everybody is laying back.
Yeah, you
and
give him room.
Give him lots of room because I don't want to be in the oops video
yeah.
with him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, you got to give him room.
Yeah, so everybody's laying back and crawling behind him like you know, like the cops chasing O.J. Simpson where everybody's crawling behind him. And we're like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And he drifts into the center again and he's just making it.
I'm glad he made it.
Yeah,
was it a
I
really
know.
Big truck?
It was fairly big. He surely did not belong there. And so then I zoomed past him, and I look in my rear view, and I saw him making a break for it in the exit. And I was like, good boy. I don't know how he got on in the first place. When Mr. Helix and I went out to San Francisco, what happens regularly out there, the hills are literally so steep that if you drive a truck up some of the hills, the middle gets stuck like... And like a teeter totter on
the
hill. Yes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so we.
What a stupid way to build a city. I like San Francisco, but it's a stupid way to build a city.
It's so incredibly steep that it's really, when you're driving, it is a little frightening.
Yeah. It's windy.
Windy, and when you get up to the top and you look down the other side, it's like, whoa. Do you remember the Streets of San Francisco TV show?
No,
it's before your time. But, you know, in the 70s, everybody watched it. And they always had really good car chases because they, you know, all of the hills acted like ramps. So they're always catching air and then going, bam, down on the other side. And you see sparks flying from their undercarriage. And I'm like, what are those cop cars last? A week?
Well, yeah. I mean, the same thing with Dukes of Hazzard. You're burning through cars.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
So let's see. Do you ever watch Real Time with Bill Maher?
Yes.
Did you see it this week?
I didn't.
That's unfortunate.
I really like him.
Do you?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
I like that show.
Yeah.
I think he's a smart guy. A little bit of a dick, but I'm fine with that.
He can be a dick, but I really like the show.
I like the show. Not a huge fan of his stand-up.
Oh, I don't think I've seen his stand-up.
So every show, for those who do not watch Real Time Bill Maher on HBO, it ends with new rules.
Oh, I love new rules.
So some of them are funny.
Yes.
You know, and then he goes into his closing thought.
Yes.
So this week, his closing thought was, he surmised, and I would agree with this, that Donald Trump, real love is money.
After himself.
But he values himself based on how much money he thinks he has.
Ooh, that's a good point. Yeah.
It all comes down to money.
That's
why everything is gold. It's the stereotype of what poor people think rich people are.
Yes.
Most people would laugh and go, dude, it's a little much, tone it down. But that's his taste because it's very showy.
Right.
Flashy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that's Bill Maher's premise.
Yeah, I like that.
That Donald Trump is basically about money.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you know, I donated $1 million to Barack Obama's campaign.
What?
Bill Maher donated.
Oh, he said that. Oh, okay.
No, Bill Maher has donated donated back in the day $1 million to Barack Obama's campaign.
Right.
So it's one, he can do whatever he wants. So he's like, I will give Donald Trump. He also goes, Donald Trump's not going to resign. I've been saying that. Like, when this is over, whenever his term ends, whether it be tomorrow, next year, or 5 years from now,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to go. Bill Maher's been saying that for a while. He won't go.
No, he won't let go quietly into that good night.
No. So he's like, I'm going to give Bill Maher, I'm going to give Donald Trump $1 million. He's like, but here's a long list of celebrities, and it's like a scrolling list of celebrities, and it's everybody but Kid Rock, who hates Donald Trump. Now, that's not true either, but a lot of celebrities on the left, a lot of people who have money,
not
a fan of Donald Trump.
Yes, true.
It's like, if we all just donate, we can actually make him a real billionaire. Like, well, how about if we all donate money to get Donald Trump to resign?
But he wouldn't.
Oh, I don't know.
You think he would take a money grab to resign?
His whole life is about a money grab.
Oh, true.
Like, you would have to work it out where it wasn't, I left for the money. That would be the deal underneath.
Yeah.
But he's all about shady shit anyway. Like, if you work it out, go, yeah, you know what? I've done all I could do. It's just time to go. And then give him the big bag of money. He would totally do that.
I think it would have to be in secret, though.
Right. That part would have to be in secret.
But so the fundraising could not be done totally in secret. Somebody's going to blab.
True.
So it's not a feasible plan.
But he also could, you know what, he also could say for the same thing, go, you know what, I've done all I'm going to do. I'm going to take this money and go. Good luck, America. I'm moving to Moscow.
You know what, the thought of people giving him money is so unpalatable to me.
So you don't like that?
No, I don't.
You would not donate money if you knew if we hit a certain goal. It's like GoFundMe?
GoFundMe.
It's go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Like if there was a go fuck yourself campaign.
Oh, I'm already on that bandwagon.
So like say we come up with $3 billion.
Say
we come up. So you got celebrities, you got schmoes like us.
Yeah.
Would you donate? Now, you get the money back if he doesn't leave.
Right.
But if he leaves, you know, that money's gone.
Because
you don't like the man.
Oh, no, 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 no. No. You know what? I'm really hard pressed to, because it's like an odds game, you know. How many more of our allies can he hang out to dry?
Everyone.
Everybody
can be hung out to dry.
How much more damage could he do if he's not impeached?
He's a wrecking ball.
Yeah, and what preposterous plans would be in action if he got another 4 years.
Well, you don't know that stuff.
Right.
But you only have what you have now. You have the information that you have in front of you today.
Yeah.
Of the recording of this show, 6:59 p.m. Eastern Time on October 22nd, 2019. You know what you know.
Yeah. That's really hard. It's really hard to say. I'm like...
But why would he bring up something easy? That doesn't make good radio.
No, it doesn't. You know, but I'm thinking... I don't want to hedge my bets and go. Do
you find it distasteful that we could pay somebody to leave office? Do you find that premise distasteful?
Because
then you're pretty much saying fuck democracy.
Well, I do find the idea of paying off a government official to leave distasteful. However, this particular one, I think every possible rule has already been broken, and he's in a position clearly from, you know, ask the Kurds, the potato throwing Kurds, what position he's in to break rules and ruin more things and quickly, that I don't know if I could stand him being in office for much longer.
Well, this is your out.
Yeah.
You have the out. If we raise $3 billion, us and the celebrities, average people and the celebrities, $3 billion, we have a contract, it must be enforced.
There's just so many more, there's so many more useful uses for that money. There's so many capital improvements. There's so many charities.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many social programs.
But you just said he's ruining everything.
Yeah, he is. So it's like those. I mean, it's like I'd rather throw the money at, you know.
So you would not. I really wish I could share what's going on.
I'm
doing a radio show and I'm talking a half.
Well, you know, Joe's girl says, and if he doesn't accept. Where will that money go? Well, if he doesn't accept
it, then
the
money
goes
back
to us.
Yeah, the money goes back. That's why it's it's like same thing with like GoFundMe for like if they don't raise the right amount of money,
it goes back.
So you'd have to have a contract,
yeah,
which is enforced. We go, all right, Donald Trump, we're raising $3 billion.
Right,
you will leave, and you have to leave within 2 weeks after that money's raised. You cannot do anything to alter course. From where we are now, like you can't do anything outrageous. So
yeah.
It's just pretty much a winding down, and then Mike Pence takes over because Mike Pence is the vice president. That's the way it goes. You don't get Pelosi. You don't get your Democrat of choice. You get Mike Pence.
Oh God!
Because we're still going to try to do some shit like the Constitution.
Yeah. No. I. You know what? No. I would say no because it sets a horrible precedent.
Oh, it does. But, I mean, I think we're past that. I think we've said
We've already set a horrible precedent.
Yeah, I mean, we're past that. So this is clearly desperation. This is
totally.
This is clearly the left, their hair on fire. Time
Who's
to get rid of it.
Trying to keep other horrible things from happening.
And hitting Donald Trump where he lives. You could also make the argument, well, you know what? Mike Pence is a lot more beatable. Then hopefully hopefully Democrats win and we won't have a climate change denier. And then, we're saving the earth.
Yeah, but
$3 billion, we're saving mankind. You could make that argument if you wanted to.
We still have the underpinnings of the GOP that propped up an asshole like this.
Right, but then they also realize that they just got sold out. And Trump don't give a shit about that.
No, he doesn't care.
But all those people, excuse me, who say, no, he cares about us, which he doesn't. But all those people who said they care, they just realize they got sold out.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. It's the biggest robber baron that ever came through.
So you got Mike Pence as president. You got the right in rubble and in shambles trying to figure out what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
But you don't have Donald Trump. So. You wouldn't contribute.
Wow, it's really hard choice. I mean, he's already done so much damage,
right, so
and how much more
can
he do? Can
you imagine what in a second term?
Oh, no, 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 no.
He's just getting started.
Something would have to happen to make that not happen.
Well, this is the thing. This is your out. You're out.
No, I would.
And if you're the Republican, you say, listen, we still got a year to run, even if we don't want. We got Mike Pence to wind things down, and we don't have to. Mike Pence doesn't have to be the nominee for the next election, but at least we got somebody we like, so, you know.
I know. You know what? I would have to say we have to suck it up until the election.
So you wouldn't do it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, I get what you're saying, and it's an interesting proposition, but I don't think I would do it because of not only the. I mean, yes, I know so many rules and you know, propriety and morals and everything have been broken already. But I don't think that two wrongs make a right. Like, doing it, like...
So this is morally wrong to you?
If
we enter into illegal.
Also, then, you know, how many carpetbaggers are going to come in and run for president because we're waiting for the payoff?
Listen, a lot of people would argue that all we have is carpetbaggers running.
Yes.
You know, Joe has made the argument. He said that exact word. He's called Hillary a carpetbagger.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, that's not really anything new. A lot of people think that they're all carpetbaggers, or most of them are carpetbaggers.
Yeah.
No. I don't understand how you could look at Hillary as a carpetbagger and not Donald Trump, but that's a whole different thing.
Well, I mean, the term specifically meant coming into a territory that wasn't yours and running for office in that space. So, I mean, with Hillary, it's like, well, she wasn't a New Yorker. She became a New Yorker.
She had a resident. Yeah, but that's the rules. That's the rules.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, it was.
And I don't think Joe meant it like that.
No, it's just a specific historical reference.
No, it's a derogatory to talk about politicians doing stuff for themselves.
Yeah.
That's what he was talking about with Hillary. I'm pretty
sure. Yeah.
So it is too morally repugnant for you. Even though you find him morally repugnant, you hate pretty much everything he stands for.
Yes.
You worry about the future of the nation.
I do.
But that being said, it is too morally repugnant for you.
No, I think, that's a Rubicon we could not possibly cross.
Paying somebody
to leave, and then leaving Mike Pence and the GOP still running the show.
So that's really the hang-up. It's Mike Pence.
Mike Pence is the problem.
Mike Pence is the problem. Yeah. He's not charismatic as shit.
Oh, God, he's a doorknob.
Right.
He's nothing.
So basically, you got 1 year of Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Because he's not winning. Mm-hmm. So basically, you're making your donation, you're getting rid of Trump, and Mike Pence would not be Donald Trump because he doesn't have the charisma of Donald Trump.
Right.
So he couldn't get away with all this shit.
Right.
He'd get away with different shit.
Yes. But he would go with an agenda that would appease the religious right.
Which Donald Trump is doing also.
But we probably wouldn't be
fucking over the Kurds. We probably wouldn't be Putin's puppet.
Nope.
You know, although I don't know what Pence does. So, all right, so you have all this, but it's too morally repugnant for you.
It is. It's too disgusting of an idea.
I think I'd be good for a thou.
You'd be good. Put me down for a thou.
I think so.
Wow.
Because, first of all, you got Soros. He's going to kick in a ton of money.
Oh, sure.
Bill Gates is probably going to kick in a ton of money.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I understand that there are people
and you
that
only
hate
lo-
him with
you
deep
only,
pockets.
Yeah, you only lose that money.
No, we don't.
If he agrees.
Oh, true.
Right.
But the indignity. I mean, like the.
We don't have dignity anymore. That's out the window. When you see us fleeing, bombing our own bases,
yes.
Russia celebrating our own bases, people throwing rotten vegetables. Although I shouldn't say that's a lie. They might be ripe. I don't know. When you see the Kurds throwing vegetables at us as we leave, dignity's gone. Dignity is off the table.
Oh, that wasn't the last straw, but it's just a continuation.
I could make the argument is this is our last best chance. To get dignity. The only dignity you're taking away is his. And he looks at, it's a great deal.
Yeah, it's like,
it's a billion a year. Nobody makes better deals than me. I mean, listen, and I think $3 billion, I think that's enough. I think he would probably do it for less, because I don't think he's very happy.
No,
he's not. I think you would also have to negotiate in there that he could not be prosecuted. I think that would have to be part of the negotiation.
We're getting a lot of static, apparently.
We are.
And it's getting worse as we go. Yeah.
All right, I'll sign off and sign on again.
Okay, we're going to have a moment. Thank you. That's weird. Yeah, Joe's girl said so.
All right. Let's see. I'm not going to talk for a second. Yeah, nothing's registering on the board except when I talk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I watched it before. She said it's good.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe's girl.
Our roving sound.
You know what it is? Because I'm wearing thinner socks than I normally do.
Okay.
And sometimes if you don't wear thick enough socks, it gets static.
Get out. That's so bizarre.
Well, Sensei told us that. So I would do it.
I'm just really surprised.
Why?
I mean, I understand.
I got a kid. I mean, it's not... Listen, Joe would not agree with this at all, but I don't think Joe watches all the places where facts are. don't listen to the pundits. I never do. You just hear the testimony, what's coming out, the text, and everything. And at some point, you just go, for instance, well, are we a country that asks other countries to interfere with our elections or not?
Right.
Because if we are, then all bets are off.
Yeah.
Then, you know what? Then America is dead. It's done. Yeah. America we grew up with, we thought we were, is over.
Right.
If we do have a problem with that, then all indications, especially what came out today, is this guy was looking for help from foreign countries, holding up aid, military aid to somebody who's under attack from Russia as we speak, in order to get dirt on a political opponent. Go, Joe, Hunter Biden shouldn't have been there. All right, that's fair. Hunter Biden, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, okay, but you're not allowed to use that as a tool.
Well, you could use it, but you can't be asking other countries to get dirt.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, you can't use it as a tool to hold back aid that
it's our money.
Agreed to.
Taxpayer money.
Taxpayer money.
Right. So I would say that under I could have made the argument for W as well, because he got us into a terrible war that we shouldn't have been in.
Right.
It's like you can forgive, but you can get past, I guess, if you didn't lose anybody. 9/11, because that was on his watch and the warning signs were there.
Yep.
But you go, all right, that was a big fuck up. You can get past that. You can't really get past, starting a war that we never should have gone to, especially when we had a hot war going on in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can't get past that.
No.
So, I can make the argument.
I can't personally get past 9/11 either.
We heard last week with Ellen. I understand.
Yeah.
So you can make, now people go, oh, Obama, say what you wanted about Obama. You didn't like his policy. Unless you're believing or going into the right wing conspiracy theories, which a lot of do.
Oh, God.
He was a middle of the road guy.
Yeah.
You didn't like his policy. Okay, I get that.
You don't like everything about him.
That's fine. That's fine. That's valid.
Yes.
You don't have to. But it wasn't like, there was nothing so egregious. Yeah, you go, well, ISIS on his watch and the red line. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was a fuck up.
Yeah.
That was a fuck up. But they all fuck up.
Sure.
I mean, but we're not talking about something that's like out of the realm.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, you can make the argument that getting into Vietnam was on the level of a fuck up that getting into...
That was a catastrophe.
That getting into Iraq was.
Well, you know what? Not living in the time period to have the same feeling like the... Now we have historical context that we can, we have 2020 vision on Vietnam.
No, we were trying to fight. We were trying to fight the Reds.
Yeah,
I know. Trying to fight the Soviet. You can make the argument for, and people would say at the time, listen, we thought the intel said that they had weapons of mass destruction. You go, well, no, the intel didn't say that.
No,
but you had people twisting it to convince other people,
right,
that we did.
Right.
So even that is not as egregious as what we're looking at right now. We're looking at somebody knowingly subvert the Constitution. Yeah, and you heard it the other day. He said the phony emoluments clause. It's not a phony emoluments.
It's not phony.
It's the Constitution. Yeah. He swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. That's what they swear an oath to. So to me, it's not even a left or right thing. Oh, if it was a left doing it, I'd be saying the same fucking thing. Yeah, I mean, that's listen, we're all, we're all a nation of laws. That's what holds us together.
Right.
If that's what we're going to call ourselves.
That's what keeps civilization together.
If that's what we're going to do, then everybody's got to play by those rules. Yes. So you go, well, this isn't in those rules. No, but I don't know if it's illegal. So if it's not illegal and we're just working out a contract and we see ourselves at a critical mass, count me in.
Well,
I want to do something illegal.
I'm not a constitutional lawyer by a long shot, so I don't know if it's illegal or not. I mean, I didn't know you were going to even ask this today. But, we're seeing a person who is, to my mind, clearly breaking the law. And their oath of office.
Yes. Well, to your mind, yes.
Yeah. It seems to me like a no brainer. Like, this is a person that should go.
Right. But you don't want to contribute to it. You're just willing to vote.
No. Well, I mean, voting is the way that I contribute.
Right. But you can end this experiment.
But no. Because hear me out. The experiment of democracy is going to be, not that we haven't had problems already, but the democracy would be completely subverted by paying someone to leave the office. Because now we're going to have a situation where we're going to have anybody coming up into office, and it's like, well, you know what? We'll bribe you to leave.
It does set a bad precedent.
Oh, my God, I'd say.
But we've already set a bad precedent. We're talking about desperate times for desperate measures. It's not ideal.
No, but...
But none of this is ideal.
No, but see, the thing is that...
Like, you can live with shitty policy, and that would infuriate us.
Yes.
I mean, but if we're just at the point where we're, like, openly not taking what the Constitution has to say, if we're openly looking the other way, some party, members of the party, at the breaking of the Constitution, then it's time to just call America off.
Yeah. Yeah, I
because then we're nothing.
Well, here's the part that made me even sit and think, that's an interesting thing, because I did not take the time to research it. So just take this as I know this might be completely false and it's based on nothing. But I saw
type of stuff we like here.
I saw I was like flipping through my phone and I saw something that said. Trump is looking at taking apart Medicare. That would be a nice project for a second term. And just the
like a brand new erector set on Christmas.
That was like close to the terminology I read. And I looked at it. I was so just like, I couldn't even read the article to see if it was true or not. I was like, I had a like.
So then.
Put it down.
I mean, I don't know if he would do that or not. I have no way of knowing. But so then this could stop that.
Yeah, well, I think that the election can stop this.
Yeah. Have you seen what the Dems are running?
I know. But you know what? I'd rather put the money that we're talking about behind somebody that could...
Bunch of losers.
That could win.
Not a winner in the bunch.
You don't think that Bernie could win?
No.
Not at all?
No.
What about Warren?
No. I mean, it's not that I like them.
Yeah. But you don't think that they could win?
I think they could win because Trump is so fucking hated. Mm-hmm. He's lost so many... Of the independent vote.
Right.
But the left has to run... The left... You know, if the left would run somebody like an Amy Klobuchar, even though she's a woman, and we know that misogyny is a part of this, our country still. I mean, we see the way they treated Hillary Clinton. Like, you know, she gets like, oh, she's so emotional shit, and Donald Trump has, like, nervous breakdowns every day.
Have you seen the pictures of his face? Like, during normal...
Stressed out.
Presidential speeches and everything, I would like to see a collage of all the crazy enraged faces.
Stressful job.
Yeah, but you know what? Most politicians keep it together better.
Well, we want somebody who's real.
Not that kind.
So anyway, so yeah, like it's not like an Amy Klobuchar who's practical.
Yes.
She's not going to get the nod.
No, I know.
So,
yes. This is why it's an impossible job.
That's why I'm saying, here's your out. Because here's your out. You end Trump, and now you're running against Mike Pence or bland Republican to the right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is your chance.
But I don't think that you have to send him packing with a whole bag full of dough.
You're not going to get him to leave otherwise.
No, I know. But I'm just saying that...
He's not going to leave because it's time.
No, he doesn't understand that.
And I don't blame him because he knows he's going to get charged with shit when he leaves.
Yeah.
And it won't be by the federal government. Because the next president will give him a pardon.
Yeah,
even if it's a Democrat, he's going to get a pardon.
It'll be better for the country.
But there are... Yeah, exactly. It's time to
blah,
heal.
Blah, blah, it's time to heal.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to do that. But the states... New York State...
The worst offenders, if they've got money, if they've got enough power, they never get punished the way poor people do.
Of course not. So you find the whole thing repug.
I do. All right. I do. I'm sorry.
I'd be down for thou. Be down. I've had enough. He bores me. I'm tired of him.
Oh, he just... I get...
Actually, he doesn't bore me. Actually, he's quite fascinating. But it is...
I get rage fatigue.
You know what it's like for me? It's like if I had a deal with Anne... Like, dealing with...
The devil?
No. Dealing with a lot of his supporters, to me, and this is going to piss off some people, is like if I had to deal... with Ann Jackson every day, where no matter what you say, no matter what you show, no, Brown Cotton's real, James H. Miller real, it's like that.
It is like that, but with an extra touch of belligerence in some cases.
Well, all right. So, all right. So we'll move on to the next thing. So I'm down for Thal.
No.
You're no.
No, I
and so no. Would you openly try to campaign against it to stop and go, no, stop raising this money?
No.
Okay.
But I
so
I,
so you'd let my money do the work for you if it paid off.
Well,
that way you could have the moral high ground. Well, I didn't contribute, but I'm a better person, but he's gone.
No, it's not like I'm sitting out the war. It's just
it's
that
it's a little like sitting out the war.
No, I don't think that I mean, I'm not going to like fight against people if they feel that powerfully about it, but I don't think that's the way to go.
Okay. Can I just tell you?
No.
As this show has been going on.
Okay. How many blown up? Is she blown up your phone? Your ex?
I got one that's fucking suicidal.
Oh no!
I got another one that I'm trying to break up with, but they're interlocked. It's all very. Oh, a story.
Hey, you know what? We got a story going on here. You can't be reading that.
No, it was from her.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like...
Can you conduct your love life after the show,
please? I'm doing it for the show, and quite frankly, it's fascinating.
I know.
I wish I could tell you, but I can't. Anyway, I will soon.
Okay.
All right, so on to other things.
Stop tantalizing the audience with nothingness.
That's what all I do.
That's our show.
So Pip walked in, and I was, I'm all dressed up.
Yeah.
And she's like, who died?
Nice. I did. Wow. Because he looks all fancy.
Do I look? Well, so what am I wearing, Pip?
He's wearing dark trousers, and as I said to him, a lavender blouse.
And I told her I'm not Steven Tyler.
We decided that it was the blouse of judgment.
Right. But now, for the purposes of this story, this ensemble, this outfit, if you will,
yes,
is the residue of failure.
Oh, no. I thought I smelled something.
I had a hell gig.
Oh, God.
I haven't had one of those in a while.
Right, so before the show, too.
Yes, right. Yes, today. Right before the show.
Oh, my God.
So we have not played this theme song in a while. We'll play the hell gig theme song, and I shall share.
Welcome to Hell Gigs.
He's running out of air. He was in the middle of
I feel like Joe's girl was like holding a pillow.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
I know what he did. He knows what he did.
He knows what he did. So this was I showed on my personal Facebook page, there is a picture of the gig before the show.
Ah. Yes.
It was for, I would say, probably about 200 senior citizens.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In a huge room.
It was huge. And Crystal Chandelieri.
Crystal Chandelieri, yes. I'm performing in the middle of a huge dance floor, which, as you know, Joe and I have talked about before on this show, terrible setup for comedy because, you know, you need people close to you.
Yeah.
And if you approach anybody in the audience, now you turn your back
on everybody else.
Yeah, which is just not ideal.
Comedy in the round.
Yeah. You know, these gigs always stress me out. Also, the sound is not good.
Oh, get it together, people.
Well, they have a band on beforehand.
Okay.
And the guy in the band's talking. He's like, you know, you can't understand what he's saying.
Oh, no. And you know this is the mic you're going to have to be using.
Yeah, and I know. And I'm talking to the woman who hired me beforehand. I go, sounds not good. She goes, yeah, I know. I go, comedy doesn't work if they can't hear you, no matter how funny I am.
And they're already old.
Yeah, so the hearing isn't going to be on point anyway.
Yeah.
And so I tell her this, and right, she seems to understand. So she gives me my check.
Okay.
She overpaid me. She forgot that she had given me the deposit. So I walk up to her, go, oh, you know, you overpaid me. You gave me X amount already. You owe me this. So now I got to wait for it. Now she's got to mail out a check.
Ah, jeez.
But I think I did the right thing.
You did.
Oh, stupid asshole.
Why didn't you write her a check for the difference?
So outside in the lobby, this is a big banquet hall type place.
Right.
And usually I don't even take these gigs anymore.
Okay.
Because I know I don't like them.
Right. They're always problematic, it seems.
It's just not my demographic. Yeah. I mean, I've done well at some of these.
Sure.
But with all these things going wrong,
yeah,
it's just, you know, it's not ideal. So in the lobby, they're selling scarves, hats, p- pill boxes. I'm not fucking kidding you. But you're... Oh, I took a picture.
Oh, that's
I forgot
great.
To post it on Instagram.
You have a picture of the merch that they're selling?
Yeah, I'll show you. I gotta post this. I forgot to. With all that went on, I forgot to, but
oh,
I will.
Oh, that's really funny.
Here you go, pill. Yeah.
Oh, no. Pill boxes. Oh, that's really hilarious.
For $5.
$5. You know, I've seen a... Well, they're very shiny.
They're bejeweled.
Yeah, they're shiny metallic fake faux
rhinestones.
Like, no, there's no rhinestones on here. It's just very shiny metallic fake leather et or snake skin.
I felt like they were kind of bejeweled.
No.
I didn't pick any up.
No, they're just screaming Fisher.
They're screaming old.
Yeah,
they're screaming Liberace's pillbox.
They're screaming really out of touch.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh my. Yeah, but if you're dealing with olds, that's fine. If they dig it, whatever. Yeah.
Right. So, but I mean, I've never performed that with that before.
Yeah.
So the sound isn't good. The lights are up. I'm in the middle of the dance floor. These people are really old.
Yes. Yeah. So, I know, we haven't started, and it's like,
And I'm not getting my check today because I got overpaid. So now it's like,
damn,
the
setup is exhausting.
The setup is exhausting. So one of the guys from the band, tries to bring me up.
Okay.
Can't really understand what he's saying. There's two women on the dance floor. He's asking them to leave the dance floor. They're not listening.
Are they dancing or just standing there convincing?
Oh, I don't know if they can't hear him, if they're ignoring him, they can't understand what he's saying. I don't know what the situation is, but they're there.
Gladys Hilda, could you please leave the dance floor so that I can stand there?
Yeah. So
you're basically on stage.
Yeah, it's yeah. So whatever. So I go up. So I'm like, I gotta try to open it with something to connect with them. I can't go right into my stuff.
Right.
And I was having a hard time. So I said, I could tell you guys have money. You guys have the good walkers, the ones with wheels. My grandparents had the ones with tennis balls on them. Didn't. I'm making shit up. I don't.
Right. Right.
Trying to connect.
Yeah.
That gets a little huddle-a-huddle-a-hoo.
Yeah, a little old humor.
I said, you guys got pillboxes for $5. You know, again, you guys have money. That's fancy. My grandparents used the bags that you get fruit in from the supermarket. Yeah, I'm trying to fucking connect.
Anything for that?
Huddle-a-huddle-a.
Yeah.
I think I'm right.
All right.
So I go into... I got to work clean, which is not a problem. But I was like that. Well, you know, they're old. Yeah, they fucking... They've said some of these words, and some of them they probably invented. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, what makes you think that just because you're old, all of a sudden you became like squeaky clean?
It's ridiculous.
It's a stupid premise.
But it's consistent. It's not this place. It's every place.
Do you know where the most rising rate of chlamydia is in the country?
Yeah,
nursing homes.
Exactly. They're fucking like there's no tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But doesn't mean they're saying fucking.
Maybe.
We're bumping nasties. No, they're not saying that either.
No, they're just going to town.
I've unleashed my trouser snake. Pearl, are you ready to open your pearly gates? Let the trouser snake in, Pearl.
And there's a lot of action for the old dudes because there aren't as many of them.
Yeah. So, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So I go into it and it's not really... hitting, but they're complaining. The sound is too loud, but it's muffled.
So. Oh, good, obnoxious sound. You can not hear you, but you're loud about it.
Yeah. So, I go into the opening joke. It goes okay. That's the Tiger Woods joke. I go into teach it. Like I'm connecting with some people.
Yes.
If I'm looking at right some of these people, and they're right by me, I'm connecting with them, getting some, you know, smiles, some laughs. I go into some light Trump jokes.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to fucking go in there. First of all, I don't preach in my act anyway. I save that for here. But I know how to do this shit. So even if you like Trump, you shouldn't be upset.
Right.
Like one of the jokes said, you know, Bill Cosby's raped so many people, Donald Trump thinks he's Mexican.
Oh!
I said Donald Trump doesn't like the Mexican. He doesn't. He won't even play Uno. That's really fucking light.
Yeah.
I go. Listen, I know walls don't work. Walls don't work. I saw the Kool-Aid man run through dozens of them. This is some really
very light.
Light stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even if you love Trump, it's just silly shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody's going to get do a slow burn with their walker making their way out.
Don't say nobody.
Oh, no. No.
Move on!
What? Move on?
That's what somebody says.
Move on.
Move on. I go, move on for what? What are you talking about? I'm talking to you right now. Move on.
Move on.
Does not like talking about Trump. And again, Joe and I are actually simpatico on this, and actually Trump fans that are comedians are simpatico on this. The Trump supporting audience,
yes,
is the worst political audience. Like I've said time and again, I've done jokes from every president at some point or another. When Clinton was in office, I had Clinton jokes. Of course I did. We all did.
Yes.
I had W jokes.
Sure.
I even had some Obama jokes, who I really liked. But yeah. I even had some Obama jokes.
Yeah.
And I got a boatload of Trump jokes. Like Clinton and Trump gave us the most shit.
Oh, yeah.
With Clinton, that was one thing. He was a horny fucking guy that got a blowjob in the Oval Office that used a cigar. That's pretty much where you went with it. Clinton was a one-trick pony. But we got a lot of tricks out of that pony.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We all did.
So did he.
But you never heard Clinton fans go, stop it, knock it off.
No.
Trump fans, you know.
No, something the, about it.
And I, their whole thing is about owning the libs.
Oh, yeah.
But they can't take it. And I think they take it from the guy up top. We've never seen such a thin-skinned president.
Right.
So, like, she's like, oh, no, talking about me. You're being mean.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're, I'm like, oh, God.
And then
like,
it'll be terrible.
I'm like, oh, okay.
I know.
It's like, all right. So now we'll move on from this.
Move on!
So now, you know, I'm trying to do some other shit. At one point, you know, I'm talking about, you know, being Jewish. I was talking about growing up with the fat kid. I'm trotting out jokes I haven't done in 10 years.
Right.
You know, I'm talking about my mom teaching me how to drive.
Yeah.
You've seen me a bunch in the past several years. You never see me do that joke on
stage. Not anymore.
But back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like a staple of the act.
Yeah.
But I'm like, all right, let's fucking try to dust this one off. Let's try to bring...
Right.
So, you know, there's some people, and now the background noise is getting louder.
Oh, no.
More people are chatting.
Oh, no.
So it's getting harder and harder for them to hear.
And the ones that do want to hear can't hear because people around them are, like, yapping.
Exactly.
Oh, God. They have less of an attention span than the game-playing kids.
That's what somebody said to me after the show. They got no attention span. I go, yeah, and they say the teenagers have no attention
span.
Yeah,
it's like, no, it's the olds.
Here's how weird this was. So, let me set this up by saying, I'll tell you the joke first.
Okay.
Last night, have you ever seen the commercials for DiGiorno pizza?
Yeah.
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno?
Yes.
I had my first DiGiorno pizza last night.
And how was it?
It's not delivery, it's disgusting.
Really, is it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It was, and again, we're in this area, we're spoiled.
Oh,
we have
great.
We don't have to go to Pizza Hut or Papa John's or Domino's.
We're loaded with Italians, and they know how to do it.
And the Italians aren't even doing it anymore. They hire Mexicans to do it.
Yeah,
but somebody gave a recipe. An Italian gave a recipe at some point,
and it has been passed on for generations.
Right.
Amongst the Mexicans.
Even in the city where you go and get the dollar pizza, it's not terrible. The dollar pizza,
no,
it's fine. The dollar pizza,
but it's this area. We are very spoiled.
We're very spoiled.
It's delicious.
Yeah, well, this was disgusting.
Oh, God.
Because it was watery and soggy.
Ew.
And the sauce didn't taste good.
No.
So I'm trying to get to that joke.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get them on my side. I'm playing in New Jersey. I go, New Jersey, we got the best pizza, right? No!
Oh, my God! Calm yourself, Grandpa!
No, it was great. It was a woman. No!
No!
I'm like, what do you mean? We got great pizza. New York!
Oh, God.
I go, New York's got great pizza, too. I go, all right, in New York and New Jersey, we have the best pizza. No! Just New York. I'm like,
oh. Oh, God.
This is the day I'm having.
Oh, my God. Is this Yankees versus Red Sox? It's about fucking pizza. Keep your panties on, Granny.
Like, I'm just trying to hold this shit together.
I would be, like, rocking and hugging myself at this point.
The woman who did all this did like the DiGiorno joke, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, that's the joke she likes.
Oh, jeez.
But, so, I'm like...
After she's, like, ripping up the setup as much as she can.
And throughout the show, they're making it clear, some of them, that I should stop.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
Like you should quit while you're ahead.
They're saying things like that?
They're shouting out things like that. Go, oh, when are you doing that type of thing?
Like, are you almost done?
Well, at one point, this got a big laugh. I go to one of the women, to one of my stock lines. I go, "Don't worry, ma'am, this will be over soon." And they all applaud. That's not usual.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, that's painful.
Now, here's the thing. In a comedy club, first of all, in a comedy club, I don't really have these sets.
Right.
But in a comedy club, when people are dicks, and you've seen this.
Yes. You can rip them up.
I'm beast mode.
Yes.
You do not want to go toe-to-toe with me.
Right, but what are you going to do to Nana?
I just fucking smile and take it.
Yeah.
Because it's a private thing, and we've talked about this before when we have the private things.
Yeah.
You're fucking neutered.
Yeah.
So you just kind of like take it. You're like a like you're a punching bag.
But you know what? This is why some old women are vicious C words. Because they know nobody's going to...
Cookers. They're cookers.
They're vicious cookers.
Cookers.
Because nobody's going to rip into them like they would with somebody younger. You know? But that's... They'll just say anything.
Well, what am I supposed to say? Shut up, you twat. I can't say that.
No, you can't.
What, do you got a blue waffle over there? Settle down. Callback. From a show from like 4 years ago.
Yeah, really? It's
only like... because it was in a recent clip that Joe put together.
Oh, I see.
That's the only reason I know that.
Oh, and Joe's girl said when they get older, they have no filter. That, too.
Yeah. Oh, and the guys are being dicks, too.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's just...
I didn't mean to only call out the women. I'm just thinking about some personal experiences I've had.
Yeah, so like, I'm just trying to stick and move. I was proud of myself, though, because I didn't get the flop sweat.
Oh, good, good, good.
I didn't, like, rush through shit. I was consciously trying to talk
slowly. Good.
Like, I'm like, all right, I'm handling this beating well.
Yes.
I mean, it's not going well.
Right.
But I think probably because I knew... Going in,
it was not going to be like you didn't have unrealistic expectations of how your set was going to go.
So I cut it 5 minutes short.
Yeah,
because I'm like, you know what? What more are you going to? Because they can't hear.
No,
they can't hear. The people are chattering. There's people rude. Some people want to hear this stuff.
Right.
But the room is too big. I can't connect with them.
No.
I mean, you know, I'm not one to listen. You know me. If they're not enjoying it, I'll fucking stay longer.
Yes.
That's why this show always goes long.
That's what... You're going to get the punishment you deserve.
Right. And nobody's going to be happy by the end of this day. You know me. I'm not happy, so therefore the audience is not going to be happy because we're not going to end this shit when you want to. We're going to end this shit when I want to.
Yes.
I wanted to end this shit quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like looking at your watch. Yeah, I got a bus to catch.
Yeah. I mean, they were just so mean. Some of them were just so rude.
It's unbelievable. It's like, who the fuck do you think you are?
So I'm standing out there because I wanted to say goodbye to the woman who hired me.
Yes.
So some people are coming up to me and go, listen, we couldn't hear.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, I know, that was a problem. And, you know, I talked to the woman who hired me beforehand. We couldn't hear. Some said, you know, you had a lot of good jokes in there, the ones that we could hear. And a lot of us, like, I can't believe how rude these people were.
Oh, that's nice that some of them were like,
yeah, and understanding. Now here's the thing. I'm always the one who defends the youth on this show.
Yeah.
This goes right back to it. You know, what's with these kids today? They're rude. No! No! You got rude young people, you got rude old fuckers.
Yeah.
You listen, if they're rude when they're young, they're going to be a rude old fucker. It has nothing to do with generations and being... You know, it has nothing to do with generations. There are nice people, hardworking people, lazy people, dicks, in every generation.
Yeah.
It's just a lazy narrative to blame somebody's generation blanket on behavior that you don't approve of.
Right.
You know, it'd be real easy for me to go, greatest generation, more like a rudest generation. Huddle a huddle a hoo and scamper off. No. There was just some rude people there.
Yeah.
It's not that generation sucks.
No.
Some people of that generation suck.
Yeah.
Just like some of today's youth suck.
Just like some of the people that are middle-aged like us suck.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So once again, I feel like, you know, I have to, you know, mm-hmm. stick up for the youth because it's just not, it's a lazy narrative and I don't like it.
It's not a generational thing. It's a people and how you were raised.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of influence you had. And you know what? I think that how you were raised has a lot to do with it, but not everything. I mean, we can't blame everything on the parenting because it is, you know, the environment. It is other things that people are exposed to. And it's also personality. Everybody knows a case about people who are seem to be really lovely parents, and they have the shittiest kid ever.
No, I mean, it happens.
You know, it happens.
And there is something to be said. Well, I'm old. Fuck it. You know, there's something to be said for that, too.
Oh, yeah. No, well, that goes to Joe's girl's point, and I agree with her, is that there is a thing about, and I remember feeling it, that as you mature, that you get, there's sort of all of a sudden you feel like you've reached another like monument, and some of it is there's a lessening of the feeling of self-consciousness. It's not completely gone when you're older. There are people that are, you know, very, you know, I mean, your self-consciousness, some people look at it as like your dignity. And there are some people that are still very dignified when they're older, and they're like, some things offend them, you know, going to the hospital and having somebody bathe them. It offends their dignity, you know. They still want to keep it together.
My
you know?
Dignity was offended today.
Yeah, well, because of the bath? I you
that's
know,
my favorite part of the day.
I use the sponge alike.
You did. I appreciate that. You're a caring woman.
Yeah, you're welcome. And
probably because I was in my outfit where of residue of failure.
It was very goopy with failure, it you know.
Oh, that stinks like failure.
Yeah, you needed a scrub.
But so it was just like, so I mean, there were some nice people that came up to me and I was talking.
Of course.
I was talking to the woman who hired me. I'm like, you know, she seemed like she got it. She's like, no, we'll give you another shot. I'm like, I'm thinking, I really don't need one.
Yeah, I really don't want another shot in this venue.
Well, that's what she said. Like, maybe we just shouldn't bring comics here. And I explained, I go, yeah, it's just too much. I go, if you had them all in front of us,
yes,
it would give us a better chance. I go, and we need good sound.
Yes.
We need, it doesn't work. She's like, no, maybe in a smaller venue. I go, even if I brought you a ventriloquist. And she's like, oh, who would you bring? And I said a ventriloquist I know who's... act is very retro. I mean, he does a Jerry Lewis typewriter thing in the middle of his I mean, it's perfect for that. And she goes,
yes.
He's bombed out a few times. So there's
there's no winning with these friggin'
there's
people.
No, I'm like, well, listen, man. I mean, if he's going to bomb out.
How about you give them some etiquette lessons before you throw the pizza at them?
You know, it's just.
You know?
I mean, it's just I'll try again. I'm like, ugh. And then I'm thinking, do I even want to do this again? There's a reason why I turned down these gigs.
Well, I tend to wonder. Like, because we don't have the perspective of being back in time and seeing what people were like earlier. But
Joe's here. We know what people were like earlier.
Hi, Joe.
Joe, tell us about the black and white days when everything you looked at was black and white.
We all walked fast.
To get away from the dinosaurs?
Not the Andy Griffith Show. They had a nice little stroll with some whistling going on.
Oh, I didn't know that. I meant the first black and white.
Oh, yes. And everybody had top
hats? I wasn't saying you were that old.
All right. Well, I didn't know.
Well, now you know. Anyway, go on.
Everybody had top hats and big hoopy skirts, and they had to avoid all the horseshit in the streets.
Yeah, and the trolley. Yeah.
As opposed to the horseshit that we have to avoid.
Yeah, but that's the part
you
of the show.
Nice.
Thank you.
Court date?
Residue of failure. Yeah. Just shared a hell gig story.
I saw the pictures. Look like I...
Yeah, I'll show you this one. I didn't post it. I forgot.
I wanted to go home just looking at it.
Yeah. Is that one of those gigs you walk in, you turn around?
Yeah.
You know what? I couldn't find the place. Sorry, I didn't show.
This was on sale in the lobby.
He's showing them the pill cases.
Pill boxes, $5.
Are those 5 days or single day?
I don't know, Joe. They're selling pill boxes outside my fucking gig.
Joe's,
that's the point. If you should have told me, I wouldn't have
interested.
He's just pissed off he didn't have anything on his merch table.
Merch table? Shit. Unless it was in a wheelbarrow and I could run out of there. There was no merch table.
You know, I posted on that. I go, look at that crowd. You should have turned the spotlight on. They'd all walk to it.
You know, no, it was plenty bright in there.
Yeah, I can't imagine you selling very many Cinco de Cacos.
Were you in the round? Were you able to go in the middle of the circle?
Where else was I going to go, Joe?
I'm asking you a question. It just seemed I'm not busting your chops.
No, I'm saying where you've done the gig, not that gig. Where else do you go?
You know, you want to know something? Why I'm saying that? Because doing that in the middle of the circle would be the best bet, unless the person doing the show has better fucking ideas that won't work. You know?
I have the same awful here.
They can turn their necks around. That's why I said, because you've been to this shit. This is what happens.
I was in the middle. You try to walk up to some of the people that seem engaged. You turn in your bed. It's a fucking shit show. The sound was terrible.
Was it just you?
Yeah. It was just enough. Yeesh. There was a band. I had to follow a band, which is typical for these gigs.
Oh God, what kind of band was it?
It was an Oktoberfest band. So they were doing Oktoberfest, which is I was so worried about these people, I didn't even make a Jew doing an Oktoberfest fucking gig.
You didn't do that joke?
No, I most certainly didn't. I'm like, ugh. And again, I had a fucking Trumpster causing problems. Always your people. What's with you people?
You people.
What's with you people? No, but it's the same shit. And I did a couple people. Of the jokes that I did on the air, some of my most mild Trump shit.
Yeah.
Move on! Biggest bunch of fucking snowflakes are the Trump supporters.
God.
How dare you? He's our Lord and Savior. Do not take his name in vain. The worst fucking... Anytime there's an issue, it's always
what
a Trump...
What was this, an old folks home you were at?
Yeah, you know, where they bus him in.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know if you've ever done those gigs.
No, my aunt goes to them sometimes.
No,
she's
probably, the problem.
She's probably yelling at you.
Probably.
Tell the one who runs the Tri Bingo next time.
Why isn't my nephew in this show?
Because we want him to live to fight another day. we as the Jews would say, we take Rachmanis on him. Pity. Nobody had Rachmanis on me.
No, not even the Jews. They kill their own.
But it's just, you know, we're going to wrap it up and take our break. But it's you know what it is going in. And then once the sound doesn't work, you don't have a chance. The only thing that didn't work is they weren't still serving the apple strudel while I was on there. But people are still walking by. The staff is walking by. And the audience is rooting for the staff, not me.
You weren't delivering strudel.
No, but they were already done delivering strudel. Okay. I just wasn't them.
How much time you have to do?
I thought I had to do 30. Then when I got there, she's like, don't do more than 25. I did 20.
And then you ran screaming.
No, I didn't run screaming. No, people apologize. It's the same. Whenever you have these gigs, it's always like the people apologizing for the other people.
Yes.
But it's like. I mean, and the woman seemed like she's like, yeah, we'll try you at this this other place and everything.
No, no.
Like yeah, this part of me goes, I'll show them. And then there's another part of me, for what? For what? I'm really good at my job.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, this is just.
Sometimes you got to call it and go, not this.
I mean, I can do these senior things. I do well at them. But if everything's going to be working against me, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to eat my dick. And if they're that fucking sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
If they're that sensitive where you just mention our Lord and Savior's name.
And they're all over you.
Well, what? They got upset because you mentioned the Lord and Savior? Oh, Trump.
I mentioned Trump.
I thought about Jesus because they're
him
close
too.
To meeting him.
I did Jesus, too. They were fine. They were better with Jesus than they were with Trump. But even that, I had a cut. Like the innocuous Jesus joke. Oh, it must have been tough raising Jesus. You know, there's Joseph. Jesus, come here. Come here, Jesus. Look at this room. It's a mess. What, were you raised in a barn? A woman goes, no! Really? Come on.
No!
Really?
Well, they're close to meeting him, so they just, you know,
hedging their bets.
To be insulted.
You know, they wind up going, oh, I heard you laughing a couple of weeks ago. Okay.
That's fucking funny. Wish I would have thought of that. Yeah. I would have had the balls to say it in that gig, but I wish I would have.
Oh, my God, can you imagine?
I would have amused myself, at least.
What, are you afraid I'm insulting him a couple of minutes before you go to meet him? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, the most, listen, maybe I should just talk about what it was like when we were growing up. But when we were growing up, wasn't when they were growing up.
Right. No, that's not a touchstone for them. That's what they're.
I never saw Ed Sullivan. I'm sorry.
Maybe you should bone up.
Never saw Walter Cronkite. Leave It to Beaver for me was reruns. I'm sorry, people.
I know.
You want to know something, though? With Walter Cronkite, I do a spot in my act.
Of course you do.
Where I mention how quickly time is, you know, how we don't have time to disseminate the news. It comes, you know, very quickly. And I go, back when I was a kid, there was a newscaster, Walter Cronkite, and I go, Google him if you don't know who he is. People laugh when I say that.
Yeah.
Yes. You know?
And these people would have said, what's Google?
Yeah.
there's a tag for you. That's the tag for you. And some of you look, if they have older people, and some of you look at me and go, what's Google?
What's Google?
Yeah, there's the tag for you if you happen to have like a table, a senior citizen.
It's not a nice dessert with noodles.
Yeah, you know, you're looking up. These people are asking me what Google is. Work together. They'll tell you what Cronkite is. You'll tell them what Google is. There's your tag. There you go.
Everybody gets the joke now.
So, yeah, that'll work for you. But yeah, it was just fucking. It's the worst when you. I don't know if it's worse. When you're surprised that you eat your dick, or when you know that you're going to eat your dick a good. I'm glad I didn't eat a big lunch.
I had room for dick.
When you know it. Because if you go in and, hey, how's everybody? Huddle, huddle, huddle. You know, I know this. I'll know I had the mindset. I had that mindset where I know what to do just to get through it and get out. If you think it's going to be good, hi, how are you? And you're not expecting it, now you have to work on the fly. At least if you know this is going to stink, you got a chance to get some sort of a game plan together before you're actually into your act.
Yeah, the game plan failed. I looked like the Jets last night. I mean, I got some laughs, and like some people did like it and everything, but it's just
did you see ghosts?
Yeah, there were 200 of them, soon to be. Yeah.
They were seeing them, too. That was the problem.
We talked about that earlier in the show, too. But, yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, you feel bad. You want to do a good job.
Sure.
But it just wasn't going to happen. And when I you were walking in when I said this, but I mentioned a ventriloquist that we both know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
You know, because I said, you know, the sound was so bad, I could have brought a ventriloquist. Uh-huh. That way, he wouldn't work here either. She goes, "Who's the ventriloquist?" I go, "Yeah, you know, our friend." He goes, "Oh yeah, he's bombed out here a few times too." Well, for fuck's sake, his act is meant for you people.
I know, and it's, he said that it's a little bit more retro humor and everything. And if he's his bombing out
dated.
In front of them, if it's then if that's bombing out,
if he had a tough time there,
a few times apparently,
a few times
according to this woman.
But if he had a tough time there. Then there's nothing these fucking people would laugh at.
No, because he's our buddy's act is not really geared to a club anymore.
No,
that club that
no,
skews younger.
Very good guy, funny guy.
Yeah, it's just,
but no, it's not.
I mean, there's parts of it, but there's whole parts of it that you have to be of a certain age, older,
and
to
that's
appreciate.
That's the demo.
Yeah, and he's not even that old, but that's how he's written his stuff.
And he's a friendly guy. He's a funny guy. He's not, you know,
he's not a
confrontational.
Knock on him.
Yeah, it's not confrontational. He's the perfect act for that gig. If I was going to pick someone for that, that's like
that's
the guy
it.
I would pick. If he had trouble, you know what? I don't know.
That's really Chess Girl says, move on!
Move on! Fucking Trumpsters. God. I want him to leave just so I could do his fucking jokes. I wonder if don't do his voice. How dare you?
I'm so
it's
God.
Like speaking to God himself.
I'm sorry. What do you think? I'm a comedian
See,
or
but
something?
This is the one thing about Trump that even Joe and I and every other Trump-supporting comic agree on. Yeah. The Trump comedy audiences are the worst fucking audiences. We've never encountered a political audience
that you're not
everybody
to joke
laughed
about
at the blowjob and cigar jokes.
Everybody.
We were all in the joke. Yeah, Monica's a whore. Hillary can't keep a man, and Bill's a dumb redneck who wanted to get his dick sucked. We all had the same, essentially the same fucking jokes, and the audience kept on lapping it up. And
we weren't as divided then.
Yeah, I did. But I mean, but people go, oh, it's comedy. They don't get it now. Shut up, stupid. I mean, it was the most. I did the Rudy. I soft pedaled this as much as I could. I go, you know, I feel bad for the president. I always go into this bit like, I feel bad for the president. Can't get a good attorney. He's fired half. The other half don't want to work. For once, you got Rudy Giuliani running around making things worse. Everybody would agree with that. That's not divisive at this point. The only one who doesn't agree with that is Donald Trump. Everybody else knows
or
that
Rudy.
No, even Joe will tell you Rudy needs to shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is not a divisive thing. I go, I feel bad for the president. I feel the only way he's going to get a good attorney is if he suffers from mesothelioma. Boom! It's not divisive. These are the drugs. Boom! This generation, they're watching CNN and Fox and MSNBC when
they're listening to the radio, and that's on all those talk radio and news stations. Yeah.
Nothing. Maybe a huddle and some anger. It's like
some anger.
It's like, come on, man. It's like I'm not staying up there going impeach this motherfucker. I'm not doing any of that shit. I mean, this is the most benign Trump shit you will ever hear, other than like, don't you love Trump? His balls are delicious. They taste like oranges and vitamin C.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, like, think, you know, like, if you're a person in that audience, the older people, Rudy was the good mayor, you said, yeah, well, you know, everything with Rudy, Trump's having a rough time finding a lawyer. Maybe get something with mesothelioma.
It's a hard joke.
It's a fucking long day. But
you wouldn't be able to say that on your best day. That's a tough word.
Mm-hmm.
Mesothelioma. At that moment, I wish I was suffering from it. So I didn't have enough air in my lungs to get through the fucking act. Could just fucking gag and end it.
They'd step over you.
No, they wouldn't. They can't. They'd have to take a long walk around. They can't step. Their legs aren't that
worth the trip.
You're right. I see what you did there. A little level.
They'd say you're in my way, Sonny, and kick you.
All right. So, yeah, there was the hell gig. This is the residue of failure. So if you watch the Afterbirth show, you will see the residue of failure, or as Pip calls it, my blouse. I don't know why she calls it a blouse. Mm. All right. On the break, we got What?
What? Use your big boy words, Joe.
You know,
what
Joe,
are you
I
trying
don't
to
appreciate
say?
Your laughter. I just broke up with one of my scammers.
I hear it. Yeah.
It's a very tough.
It's
day.
Also his breakup.
And another
blouse.
One's suicidal. So I'm having a tough day. That was suicidal earlier.
Oh yes.
Oh, at one point they go, go slower. And I thought I was talking. He's like, go slower. I go, yeah, I will. And I'm going to drive quickly out of here. That got a laugh. On the break, we got new music from Tammy B with Breath You and Denzel with Jungle. So you can listen to both them. You can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. And we'll come back. We'll do that Instagram story that we didn't get to last week. Short break. Don't go anywhere.